After last week's sermonette, the sermonette resulted in quite a few interesting conversations, and I had a way that I was going to go through these different sermonettes, especially the introductory ones, but some of the conversations that resulted last week diverted me from the topic that I was going to give today. But that's good. It is good to discuss these things. It's good for all of us, and it's especially good in this respect for our young people. Good for us to continue to talk about these things, and I would encourage the parents to discuss these things with their children, with the teens. And I would encourage you young people too to open up about these things, these very important things, to your parents. Some suggestions arose as a result of the sermonette last week, and I'd like to discuss just three of these today. And this falls in with the subject, with the purpose of today's sermonette, which is that I'd like to ask the question, how should we approach the teaching of our spiritual matters to our young people? Again, how should we approach the teaching of spiritual matters to our young people? And the first suggestion that I'd like to discuss is with regards to reading and books. Now, I understand that there's some people who like to read, and there's some people who don't like to read. And that's the way life is, you know. There's some people who like this and some people who don't like this. So that's not a problem. But whether it be reading the Bible or reading books about the Bible or studying the Bible on the computer or whatever, it's up to the individual. But unfortunately, to really get to know your Bible, you need to read it. And reading is quite an important thing for you young people. The sermonettes and the sermons that we have every Sabbath here, they're all in an audio format. We hear them, we don't read them. And this weekly information that you receive is only part of your Bible study. It's only just one day a week that you're getting this, and it is in fact necessary to continue this into the remainder of the week. And yeah, you can do that with tapes, but it's better if you really learn to dig into the Bible yourself and learn to understand it. I talked to Robert about this last week, and Robert would like to recommend three books to you young people that you might find very helpful. Now, I'm not saying that these books would necessarily fit in with the milk of the word. They might be, some of them could be a little bit heavy. I'm not sure. I haven't read them, so I don't know. The first one is called Primitive Christianity in Crisis by Alan Knight. Second one is Harmony of the Gospels, The Life of Jesus Christ by Fred Coulter. And the third one is The Lost Ten Tribes of Israel Found by Stephen Collins. Now, I have a copy of the last one, the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel one, and you're welcome to borrow it. If anybody wants to borrow it, just see me after service, is okay. And it's quite a thick book, as you can see, but I think it's reasonably light reading, but very interesting. The other two books I ordered this past week, so they're on their way, and we should get them pretty soon. So again, when they come in, I'll let you know, and if you want to borrow them, you're welcome to, and just come and see me. I mentioned last week that we might get some New King James Bibles for those who don't have them, and I ordered some of those as well, so they'll be on their way pretty soon. They are on their way already. Okay, so reading is necessary to get to know God, to get to know your Bible. The second suggestion was that we in the Church of God should try to sell you young people on God's truth and God's way of life. In other words, that we should show you the potential and probable benefits from accepting and following God's way of life. And that is a good suggestion. That certainly is a good suggestion. When it comes to me as a salesman standing up here, that I should sell you in these sermonettes to you young people, I can do this and I will do this, but I will not use any high pressure tactics. We had some experiences this past week with used car salespeople. We were out there trying to buy not a new car but a new one for us, and trying to have something that you don't really want crammed down your throat is really not the way you want to have it, and I know you're that way too. So I believe that it's my job to lay out God's way of life before you, God's way that He is offering to us, to you as well, coupled with the associated benefits of God's way of life. And I can't be too pushy. I'm not allowed by God to be too pushy on these things. Please, I'll just quote this one for now. It's in John chapter 6 and verse 44, where God says, "No one can come to me, Jesus Christ, unless the Father who sent me draws him." No one can come to Jesus Christ unless the Father draws him. Now, when we think about the milk of God's word, we think about milk, we think about babies, and we know that under normal circumstances, babies do not have to be sold on the milk of their mother. Usually, it's the very first natural desire that they have in their life is to have that milk, to be able to have that milk. And so I want you young people to, if I have to sell it to you in that way, I want you young people to buy what God is offering. And I believe that God also wants you to buy what He is offering. But it's up to you. You have the question set before you. To purchase or not to purchase, that is the question. So you either buy what God has to offer and you reap the benefits, or you decline to buy and you reject the benefits. It's entirely your choice. And it's not up to me or anybody else to pressure you in that way. It's your choice in many things in life. You can either choose the way that will take you down the wrong path, harmful way, or you can choose the other way that it's going to be beneficial to you. The third suggestion was that we should be positive. We should be more positive, perhaps. And again, this is certainly a good suggestion and very true to an extent. There is very serious content in church services every week. We can ask the question, is there too much negative content? Is there too much serious content in church services? We live in serious times. Negative happenings, negative events in the world are a sign of the times. But it is very true that the sermons of the Church of the Great God are certainly serious in content. I believe that the ministers do an excellent job in making their messages as positive as they possibly can under the circumstances. But the ministers of God's true church are actually commanded not to preach niceties, commanded not to preach niceties, even if the membership, including the young people in the church, want them to preach niceties. Please turn to Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Verse 11, get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. So we can see that God commands those ministers that they have to preach strong meat. But you need the milk of the Word. And I was thinking this morning, how can I relate the milk of the Word with something that is serious and negative? Well, there are many serious aspects to milk, to spiritual milk. You talk to your mothers and fathers, and when we first came in contact with God's church, we were not fed with spiritual pablum. In many respects, we were frightened into believing because of the terrifying aspects of the end time. Some of the serious topics in the milk of the Word are related to the fear of God aspect, which I'll be discussing with you next week. Again, what I've just mentioned, the end time events that are ahead, the tribulation, the great tribulation, and the conversion process itself is a serious matter, a very serious matter. The other thing about spiritual milk is that with physical milk, if babies don't get that physical milk, they're going to die. Also, the parents of the baby knows better than the baby what he needs or she needs. And the young people of God's church need to hear the serious realities of what's happening in the world. Please turn to Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. Just one verse here. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1. Cry aloud. Again, the ministers are commanded by God. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob. And in the New Testament, the house of Jacob would be spiritual Israel, which is the New Testament church of God. Tell the house of Jacob their sins. So we can be as positive as we possibly can be, but there's really no nice way of doing this. It's very true that many of the announcements in the Church of the Great God tend to be negative prayer requests, or what we can consider to be, we might look at them as being negative prayer requests. And recently what we've done is we've added some of the prayer requests that we get from the Church of the Great God website, and we've included them in local announcements, because what was happening is I'm not criticizing anybody for this, but some of the serious announcements and prayer requests were not being included in John Reitenbaugh's announcements. Now, again, that's not a criticism. I'm saying we just want to make sure that for those of you who are not on the internet, that if there is a very serious prayer request, that we want you to hear it so that you can pray for those people as well. So we can't just announce nice things. You know, we do, I believe we, John Reitenbaugh often announces anniversaries, wedding anniversaries, birth announcements, engagements, weddings, that kind of thing. But should we? Do you think that we should stop prayer requests, for instance, because we don't know the people who are afflicted? Should we leave the members who do know these people and who are close to these people to pray for them, and we shouldn't bother? I don't think so. Should we not announce these things because sickness upsets us? Sickness, even knowing about the sickness of other people, might upset us. I don't think so. Should we refrain from announcing these things because these things might be too negative for the young people, that it might depress the young people? We have to face reality. And you have to realize that if you were in the position that a lot of those people, imagine being in the position of that lady who had most of the skin on her body burnt off. And if we try and put ourselves in their places, it might depress us, it might bring us down to think about those things. But if we were in that position, we would certainly want God's intervention, and we would certainly want prayers of our brethren for his intervention in our situation. Please turn to James chapter 5 to see what God says on this. James chapter 5 and verse 16. Pray for one another. These are all well-known verses. You've probably heard all of these before, but these are the ones that came to mind. James chapter 5, verse 16. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So God wants us to pray for our brethren who are sick. He wants us to pray for the healing of our brethren. And again, you young people need to hear that even in God's church, everything is not rosy. Even if you do choose God's way of life, that does not mean to say that you're going to have a life of ease. There's still sickness. There's probably less sickness per capita in the church of God. But even in God's church, it happens. Again, it's true that in our little section that we added here, World News and Prophecy section that we added, a lot of the content is negative. And it's true also that we live in an increasingly negative world. We live in Babylon, as John Reitenbaugh has been telling us, and Babylon, and living in Babylon, is very negative. There are happy news events out there, but they rarely make the big headlines, and the happy news events that we see are certainly not fulfilling prophecy. God prophesies that as the end of this age draws nearer, there's going to be more and more negative events. And so most of our World News and Prophecy section items, we want them to be significant and relevant to the end time prophecies. And likely, the probability is that most of these will have not been reported in your local newspaper, on your TV news show, or on your radio news. So should we refrain from looking at these World News and Prophecy news items? Should we not announce them? Should we not discuss them? Should we hide them from you young people? Should we bury our heads in the sand as to what is really happening out there in the world? Should we pretend that these things are not happening? I don't think we'd be doing you any favors if we did. I believe that God wants all of us, including you young people, to be hurt and sad when our spiritual brothers and sisters in the church are sick or if they're grieving. I think he wants all of us, including you young people, to be upset at the state of the world. There's an old movie, it's called A Network, where people were recommended to stick their head out the window and shout, "I'm mad as hell and I don't want to take it anymore." And in many respects, that's what we should be like in God's church. We should be crying out, "I don't want to take it anymore." Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 9. Ezekiel chapter 9 and verse 4. And the Eternal said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. That sigh and cry because of the abominations. So in conclusion, I'd just like to say that I believe that God does want us to be positive, and I'll try my best to be positive in these sermonettes for the young people. But I also believe that God wants us to have this special mark. He wants to put this special mark on us, and He wants to go out of here after services every week, after hearing all the negative events in the world, after hearing the prayer requests and of the trials of our brethren who are suffering, and after the serious warnings in the sermonettes from the ministers, and He wants us to drop to our knees even more and to beg Him even more fervently, Thy kingdom come.